But that's nice and relaxing.
Yeah.
Clearing your mind. Oh, I had a dream, JJ. And you told me that I needed to live at 200 Galaxy Avenue.
Really?
Now, what does that mean?
You, I told you that in a dream?
Yeah.
That is weird, isn't it?
That I needed to move to 200 Galaxy Avenue. I don't know if you wanted to be out of this galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting.
Have you done it? Yeah, 200 Galaxy. Wow, have you done it? Huh? Have you moved yet?
There's no Galaxy Avenue in Boise.
Are you sure?
That's pretty far.
Well, let's examine that.
Yeah.
It's obviously...
See if there's a 200 Galaxy Avenue somewhere.
Yeah, it's obviously symbolic.
Maybe it's that old Junker, that old Galaxy. 200 Galaxy Avenue.
When I say Galaxy, what comes to your mind? Okay, you think okay, you're familiar with what a galaxy is.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not thinking a galaxy Ford, right?
No.
Okay.
Okay,
so a galaxy is something kind of in the realm of almost science fiction and Star Trek type thing. So it's something, it takes a fairly advanced thinker to be able to think about what a galaxy is. Now, the word 200 is composed of 2 is the number of the ray that represents the heart energy, okay? So, and the fact that it's 200, could just amplify it, amplifying that your heart energies can be amplified by concentrating on the exotic. Maybe concentrating more on science fiction, or just stretching your mind. Maybe it was your maybe it was your soul telling you to stretch your mind and your heart energies, and that you can learn maybe more than you think you can learn.
But that's one of those flashes of intuition or inspiration that we often misinterpret. Like I got one also strange that my interpretation of it was so off. Like JJ's dream, he moved to 200 Galaxy. I got one that said, "You are a present for man, like a present, like a gift." You know, that doesn't even mean anything. I mean, it doesn't say anything. But when you stop and interpret the under words, because our words are insufficient to what the download of information that comes, the principle that was conveyed. Isn't the same as the words that we put on it. I mean, really, I'm a present.
A present, Lorraine.
Right. If we put a lot of read between the lines with it, and we put a lot of what the real message of it is with it, we can get a true principle of it. But
maybe it was
but move to 200 Galaxy, or you're a present for man.
Maybe it was pre-sent.
Okay.
It means that you are here because you're sent ahead
for pre-sent for men,
Okay, just, we need to move ahead here. Okay. How do we know that soul contact is real? A lot of people, when you teach them about soul contact, they think, oh yeah, I receive that all the time. And maybe they don't. Maybe they're just receiving from their emotional body. But the thing is, when soul contact is achieved, the person realizes the difference between connecting with the astral body and connecting with higher spiritual energy. The two feel a lot different. Now, the thing about soul is, for the person that hasn't received soul contact, the closest thing that he gets to it is the love energy. When he falls madly in love with somebody, you get that love feeling is really great. And that's the closest that the average person receives to the soul contact. And it is a form of soul contact, but it's the soul going down to the astral body and stimulating it. You know? So it's very close to what he will receive when he receives a powerful confirmation through soul energies. It's just a little bit higher vibration than the falling in love feeling, but it can be very similar. Now, when the still small voice, you don't have that falling in love feeling. It's you don't have the powerful feeling with it. And with the flash, you don't get that either. But if there's a direction that your soul wants you to take, and it's important, you will get a powerful energy along with that that will give you an unmistakable knowledge that, boy, this is the direction I'm supposed to take.
Yeah, even if you don't want to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You will end up going anyway.
Right, right. And sometimes the reason the soul gives you this confirmation, if you ever get it really strong, it'll be often because you wouldn't have done it on your own choice. You know, it's just, you wouldn't have thought about doing it.
Like Mary and the Lord, you didn't want to let go of her.
Right, I didn't want to let go of her, but my soul kept telling me again and again, and I was so dense, the soul finally had to give the gal the message. Right. So, there's different types of contact. There's a still small voice, there's the flash, and then there's the, what's the word I'm looking for, kind of the full...
Baptism of fire?
Yeah, it's kind of like a baptism of fire. A baptism of fire is where you get a confirmation on a spiritual truth, that you know for sure the spiritual truth is true, and it's important for maybe something you're supposed to do in life. You'll get a baptism of fire, you'll get a fire in connection with it. And so you will have the like, so we've covered like four different things. The still small voice, which gets a little bit louder as you pay more attention to it. The
flash
and the falling in love type feeling, but of a finer vibration. No sexual attraction along with it, just the pure falling in love feeling. And then the baptism of fire, which you get, it'll feel like your whole body is just full of fire. And when that happens, I mean, there's just absolutely no doubt you've received a contact, yeah.
I understand what you're like. Where does a experience, for the lack of a better way to explain, a peace that surpasses all understanding. Where does that fit into this that we're talking about?
Yeah, I guess that could be even another category, because when you have the baptism of fire, you also have the peace. But then sometimes you'll have the peace without a lot of fire. It'll just be a very peaceful feeling. But if you have the baptism of fire, you also have the peace that passes all understanding. You know, that comes in a package, kind of, yeah.
Okay, you said something about a feeling that felt, the closest correspondence you could give was a feeling like a 3-day orgasm, and that it felt amazing. Is that the baptism of fire?
That's pretty much what you'd feel if you were overshadowed by another spiritual being higher than yourself. You know. That's... Yeah,
they so. Yeah.
You know, like the Cialis thing. You know, if you have it lasting more than 4 hours, God, I won.
Yeah.
It just struck me. No, I don't think I ain't ready. Obviously, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, the spiritual fire, the closest physical thing to it is a powerful orgasm, really. But the spiritual fire is the orgasm without the sex, but the intensity of the feeling is, instead of it being materialistic, it's very spiritual. Yeah, right. And matter of fact, the word for knowing God, this is eternal life, that you shall know God, the word... And remember the word for sex, Adam knew Eve and begat Cain and Abel. So the word for sex was knowing in the Bible, which is interesting. And the reason I believe for that is think of the highest orgasm you might have ever felt and compare it, and it's the closest thing people have on the physical plane to the baptism of fire. So the baptism of fire is extreme. Yeah, it does. It lasts about three. It lasts about 3 days. If you have the baptism of fire, it lingers for about 3 days.
And you attract everything.
Yeah.
It's the closest physical representation of a spiritual concept.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that you said.
Okay, does anybody have any questions before we wrap it up?
Can you talk? We have thousands of questions.
Let's see if there's anything we haven't covered here that we need to.
So is this going to happen again, JJ?
Yeah, we need to talk about how often we're meeting.
Okay, I was thinking, what I'm thinking, we'll meet every 2 weeks and for the spiritual discussion. Now, I also want to start a political group to create change. And so for those who are willing, I'm maybe use the group, the interested members here, as a seed group for that. Now, people say, well, that's not really spiritual, but on the other hand, it may be an avenue to get my name out there to the point to where people will start paying attention to all my writings. You know, if I don't succeed in one thing, then another.
Did you go on meetup.com? Did you open up an account from Meetup? Meetup.com? You talked about
just
that.
I went to LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
But I couldn't see how it could be usable for me.
It probably wouldn't be for advertising sake. But
yeah.
If you want to, that's fine. Or I can put you on
Meetup.
Meetup.
Okay, I'll check that out. Yeah. I was trying to remember the name of it.
And this one.
Yeah, okay.
They have
okay.
We were
yeah, we'll try to promote this group a little bit more and try to get it. We're not really ready for the political group yet. We probably should get about 20 people coming and then use those interested for the seed group for the political group. And then we can, then I can do some advertising on that angle. So maybe we could meet, would you want to meet once a week or once every 2 weeks? What do you guys think?
2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Once every 2 weeks?
So